state championship appearance in the 16-team tournament. 1-2 record last weekend down in Springfield for Trenton High School senior Lexi Gott. As her performance down there, it finished off the very successful tennis season with a lot to review and talk about as we look back at the last 2 months in the fall with head coach Tammy Auchenfels. Didn't reach everything that the girls wanted to coach, but there was a lot, as I kind of said in the intro, that they can be proud of what they did this fall.
Oh, definitely. And we ended up having our banquet last night. It was just nice just to get together, you know, one last time. And I really stressed with the girls that, you know, just that we were able to make it through the full season. And I was so proud of them. And they worked really hard. And afterwards, it was really nice after the banquet. And then some of them went out onto the courts and started playing again. And so they'd already missed it, even though it had only been a couple weeks.
Now, you might as well do it last night because it was warm last night. It's not warm today.
That is true.
Yeah, very, very true. How fun was it? Obviously, you'd like to have the whole team there, but to go down with Lexi down to Springfield, how memorable of a two-day trip was that?
Oh, it was just wonderful. You know, I'd been down there a couple years ago with my son, Cade, so I had seen the complex. So we got down there, Lexi and I got down Thursday night before the tournament started on Friday, and we just walked around the whole complex, and it's just beautiful. We walked around all the courts because there are 18 courts outside. And Class 2 and 3 were playing. There were a couple matches finishing up, so we watched some of that action. And so that was really nice. And then she got to peek inside to the indoor courts. And so, you know, we just had a relaxing night Thursday night. And then, you know, Friday, Class 2 and 3 were having their finals, so we didn't start until 2. So I think, you know, the nerves kind of were building up throughout the morning. And then when she took the court, she got up big on the Nevada girl pretty fast. Well, 3-1, 4-1 in each of them, of the sets. And then the other girl just poured it on. I don't think she really would get started until she got behind. And then she had some amazing winning shots. So I think that was, you know, that competition down there. And Lexi, you know, she had seen a couple of those, you know, here during the regular season, but you get down there at state level and it's just a whole other level of competition. But, you know, Lexi fought hard, and that's all I ever ask of my girls, and I was really proud of her.
Yeah, it's you know, sports can be interesting at times. I talked about this with the volleyball team last night on how it's a big challenge when you don't have momentum trying to get it back, and that can be just, you know, it's easier said than done, because when you got momentum running against you, it's hard to just grab that thing back and get it going your way again.
Exactly right. And tennis is so mental. And once you get down, like the other girl, we're just having an amazing shot. But if you got in her head, then she'd hit it long. But then she'd have an amazing shot again. And you just, you know, didn't know. I mean, I'm talking like a shot, like there was no way that Lexi could touch it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she had these angles when it was on, and it was a gorgeous shot. And I was like, and then Lexi would get back ahead again, because then the girl would like miss a shot and get upset with herself. And tennis just goes back and forth, back and forth. You know, it all depends on, you know, if you miss a shot, are you going to make, you know, one bad shot turn into 3 or 4 bad shots? So, but I mean, it was just fun, and you know, that's how tennis goes, and just that experience. And it was beautiful down there. It was a little bit windy, but at least it was a nice sunny day last Friday.
I might be a little bit of a homer in saying this, but if I look at the way that Lexi played against Eden Fisher of Nevada, who ended up finishing, I think it was 3rd in the tournament, if I'm not mistaken on that. If I look at the way that she played against her, and then she came back and she won her second match, I know that it's not going to show that she finished, you know, in the top 8, but I think she's one of the top 8 in that tournament last week, and sounded like she just got a bad draw.
Yeah, if she, well, actually, since, you know, Edie was, you know, from Nevada, at least it was a public school, so, I mean, that was good instead of being a private school. So, actually, I don't think the draw was terrible. And then if she had been able to pull that out, I really think she could have beat the Odessa girl that the Nevada girl ended up playing. Because Odessa was the one that beat Boonville, and they were tied all the way through, the Odessa girl and Boonville girl. And then, you know, Lexi, that was her win over the Boonville girl, 6-4, 6-4. But, you know, you just never know. It's just how it goes. And you just get down there, and you just want your shot. And, you know, she had her shot. Some things worked, some things didn't, but that's okay.
Hey, you know, and at the end of the day, too, she comes back with a victory, and yeah, I think that she proved that she's one of the best tennis players in Class 1 in the state. I think at the very least we can say that. And she came back Friday night, and she got a nice victory in the first round of the loser's bracket, Coach. Did she kind of feel like at that point was the pressure kind of off because she had lost and she could just go out and play at that point?
Well, I think so, but also it got dark and it was colder. So her last match, she got some cramps. So I wish that you know, hadn't have happened, because it was just a long day. And but that's, you know, how they had it set up, and that's okay. And, you know, you just never, she got, like, she started, you know, getting a few points in that third match, and then she got a pretty bad calf cramp in her right leg, and the trainer had to come over. And then she worked that out. I was really proud of her. And then in the second set, she got another cramp, you know, and it just, you know, sitting around. And I didn't push a lot of drinking because it really wasn't hot that day.
Mm-hmm.
So she drank some, but I was like, okay, I need to remember, even though if it gets colder, you know, when it got dark, that, yeah, we still need to push drinking. And because she had warmed up really well. But that's just how it goes. Well, and, you know, last night at the banquet, Lexi gave an amazing speech. And, you know, part of it was, and I mean, just think about this mentality. Morgan Dolan asked her right before their sophomore year, hey, let's go out for tennis.
Right.
And Lexi had never picked up a racket before. You know, and as a coach, during that season, about halfway through, I had her paired up with Emma Gillum, my senior, and they got third at doubles at district. And then the next year, I paired up with Kendall Crowley, and they, you know, got second at districts and went to sectionals. And then as a senior, to win districts, win sectionals, and make it to state is an amazing tennis career when 3 years previously she'd never played. That just tells you, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I assume that, you know, these air either at halftime or probably tonight before the kickoff, so we probably have a lot of kids listening in that are in elementary school, perhaps middle school, and there's a lesson in that of if you want to try something once you get into high school or even before then, go for it.
Exactly. And, you know, if you're athletic and, you know, you just have the heart to do it, I mean, you can pick it up really fast. Because some people say, oh, you know, I'm a softball player. I hit it up on the building. You know, I can't hit it in. Well, I was a softball player. I'd never played until my freshman year. And it was because one of my friends said, hey, let's play tennis. So I went home and told my mom, hey, can you buy me a racket? And then I went to state my junior and senior year.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you know, once you learn your shot, and if you have good movement on the court, you can be very successful.
So much of how the team looks next fall, Coach, you got all these sophomores this year that kind of got their feet wet, so to speak, some at the varsity level, but their level of improvement for next year, because they're going to be so much of the squad next year as juniors, that's going to be telling in what sort of team you have next year, right?
Exactly. And so, you know, most of them were there. Last night we were talking and just their excitement. Of course, they're sad right now because the seniors are leaving, you know, but I was like, it's time for you girls to step up. You're the next ones. And so, you know, my juniors, I heard them talking about, oh my goodness, we're seniors. We're really going to have to step up. So just that they're thinking about that already, that's what I want.
Congrats on a great season, Coach. Appreciate the time that you give us on Friday. Have a great rest of the school year.
Okay, thank you. Bye.